Amen. Well, as most of you know, when I was in junior high and high school, I used to play roller hockey. And every Tuesday night, as my mom watches, I strap on my skates and I hit the rink floor. And for the first 30 minutes, 45 minutes, something like that, I fly around the rink. My shin pads are deflecting shots. My stick is slapping the ball into the net. I'm not the best player, but I'm a mass of aggressive energy. But around the 30-minute mark, something happens. My stride slows. Luke slams me into the boards. Lisa's stick hooks my forearm again. My mouth goes gravel. I'm wheezing between shifts. And my mother watches as my ankles begin to sag inward. My skates drooping towards the floor. Halftime comes, and I sprawl on one of those carpet-covered wood spools. I chug water, I chug Gatorade. And at this point, I'm feeling like I just want to pack up my pads and throw my stick on the ground and be done with it. I have no more energy to keep going. Exhausted. I glance over and I see my mother digging through my hockey bag. She grins and she hands me what looks like a kind of candy bar in a golden foil wrapper. A power bar. This will help with your blood sugar. Eat some of this. So with trembling fingers, I tear off the foil and I take a bite. And the flavor goes flat in my mouth. Bland, dull. There's no sugar explosion. The chewy material clumps around my braces. It strings across enamel and across ribs. And it smells a little bit like my hockey bag. My coach looks over and he smiles. After a few minutes, my ankles begin to straighten. The power bar gives me just enough energy to push through, to endure that night of play, to persevere. Sisters and brothers, there are days in life where our ankles begin to sag towards the floor. When we began the hockey game of the Christian life, we were full of zip and energy. We were excited at the prospect of what lay before us, and we imagined that we would always feel this way. But now we've hit that about 30-minute mark. The night grows late. Luke slams us up against the wall again, and Lisa clips our arm again. Our mouths go gravel, and we discover that we have yet more sins to deal with. And Luke at work, and Lisa at church. Our blood sugar drops, our ankles sag, we wheeze between shifts, and we can barely slap the ball. And we're not quite sure how we're going to make it through another day as a Christian. This isn't quite what we expected. We weren't completely naive when we put on our skates. We knew that there would be problems, grumpy drivers, health scares, our own sinful stupidity. We knew that. But we imagined ourselves with the energy to push through those things. But now we have no energy. We're tired. Our ankles sag, and we feel like packing it all up. Throwing the stick on the ground, and we're just done. Of course, we're not the first Christians to have our ankles droop in the midst of life's game. In our epistle reading this morning, St. Paul writes to the Philippian believers, a team of Christians with gravel mouths, bruised forearms, and drooping ankles. Unlike many of Paul's churches, this church had jumped over the board, skates on, and gone hard for the Christian life. putting to death their sins, trying to love one another, supporting Paul. In fact, they had stood by Paul when others had abandoned him. In fact, Paul says they share in his own suffering. Paul says, I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. And elsewhere, St. Paul notes that the Philippian shifts on the floor have not been just about personal support for him and sort of in some sort of emotional way sharing in his suffering, but that they too had actually faced a brutal game of persecution, checks against the wall, high sticks, hardships. For it has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake, engaged in the same conflict which you saw and now hear to be mine. And no matter how zealous those Philippian Christians were, their energy is running out. Their ankles are sagging inward, and they collapse on the bench wheezing. They feel like just packing it up. The night is late. It's near the end of the game. And we're sprawling on the carpet-covered wood spools, chugging Gatorade. Philippian players with those sharp Greek accents and Mississippi players with a bit of a drawl. But then we glance over. We glance over this morning and we see Jesus rummaging through our hockey bags. He grins and he hands each one of us what looks like a candy bar, but wrapped in golden foil. Jesus hands us his Holy Spirit, his power bar. This will help your blood sugar. Eat some of this. So we tear the foil with shaking fingers and we take a bite, and that flavor goes flat in our mouths, bland, dull. The Holy Spirit is no sugar explosion of excitement. The chewy power bar clumps around our braces, strings across enamel and ribs. And at times the Holy Spirit smells a little bit like our hockey bag. And yet, Jesus gives us what we need to finish the night out for another day, another minute, another hour. Our coach, St. Paul, looks over at us and smiles at us all with the affection of Christ Jesus. He writes, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy, thankful for your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. The triune God gives us power to make it to the end of the day, the end of the game. He enables us to push through the difficulties. He doesn't take us out of the game. He doesn't take away the hardships. There's still sins that we have to deal with. There's still grumpy people on the interstate. And there's still Luke slamming us against the boards at the office and Lisa hooking us at church. But he gives us strength for the game. And this is St. Paul's prayer for us. Not that we quit, but that God enable us to persevere through it all. And it is my prayer, says St. Paul, that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruits of righteousness which come through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Notice that. The fruits of righteousness come through Jesus Christ. Christ is the one who gives us the Holy Spirit for another hour of play at the rink. So persevere, sisters and brothers. Get back on the floor and skate your hearts out. Don't throw your stick to the ground in self-pity. Paul sums it up later in about a chapter where he says, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for God is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure." So chew on that power bar. Join in God's work. Keep skating. The Holy Spirit is not always going to be exciting in your life, going to be bland and dull sometimes, smell a bit like your hockey bag, like ordinary everyday life. Just keep going, strength for the next minute. Keep doing the little things, the good things, the right things. But notice as you go, as you jump back out in the rink, that your ankles begin to straighten just for another minute, another moment. Because he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Now, maybe you feel a little bit like giving up this morning. But Jesus is handing you a power bar, his Spirit. He will ensure that you persevere. The hard times will come. Maybe the hard times are now. But hold on to Jesus by his Spirit. Bow before the Father. Your own energy won't get you through it. Your own energy, you're just sprawled on those carpet-covered wood dowel things. Only Jesus' Spirit can get you through. So cling to Jesus. Cling to Jesus, for he is your good news. He is your gospel. He is the one who gives you energy by the power of his Father's Spirit for one more day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.